Open your King James Bible, please, today to the book of Acts, chapter number 7 and verse number 58 for our study number 1. This will be our first study or lesson on Saul, who later becomes Paul. This lesson is entitled Saul or Paul, Study 01. Let us pray. Father, give us divine wisdom from above. Lord, help us to rightly divide the word of truth, teaching that which you'd have us to teach, no more and no less, and may the people of God be blessed. Those who do not know you, Lord, be touched today to understand that they need you as a Savior. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. In the book of Acts, chapter number 7 and verse number 58, the Bible said, "And cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul." We're about to give you a brand new study. This will be a new series of 15-minute Bible messages, which we call our audio commentaries. This will be a character study of Saul, who most people today know as the Apostle Paul. We hope these will be a blessing and an encouragement to your soul. Our desire is to teach the Word of God in such a manner as to have you have your spiritual life in better shape and help make you a better witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to as many of these as you possibly can on a daily basis, and you'll be amazed in just a short period of time how much information you will acquire of the Word of God. Now, these studies are free. I want you to know they're free, and they're obtainable on a USB thumb drive. Now, some folks don't know what that is, but it's a little device that you can stick in your computer and play on an MP3 device of some sort, plus your computer. And if you can get these, you can get them free. And you just all you have to do is write me, Pastor Dennis Deals, at 1743 Robertson Loop Road, Clarksville, Georgia, 30523. Or you can call me at my cell phone, 706-499-4963. You can also get these through email. You can write me on my email. My email, and this is all small letters, kjv1611@windstream.net. windstream.net. What we want to do is make sure you can get these available. They're free. Most cars, the new cars at least, have a USB port on them where you can listen while you're driving. Now, there is a Saul mentioned in the Old Testament who was the first king of Israel. He was the choice of the people and not the choice of God for king. He ruled for many years, and then God took him off the throne and replaced him with King David, who was the greatest king that Israel ever had and will ever have until the King of Kings, the Lord Jesus Christ, sets up his kingdom and establishes it. Now, according to the Word of God, both of these Sauls are Jews, and they are both of the tribe of Benjamin. We will see this in more detail in a later study or a later lesson. Our study today, however, is not the study of the Old Testament Saul, but of the New Testament Saul. The first mention of Saul, who becomes Paul, an apostle, in the Word of God is found in our text verse today of Acts chapter 7 and verse number 58. We find today that. Now, in this verse, we find him as a young man. We find him as a lost man. You have to read in between the pages, but we find him as a lost man because a saved man would not do what he's doing. And he will find him also in this verse as an educated lost man, a lost religious man at the same time, and a religious man who thought he was doing God a service by stoning Stephen, who at that time was a deacon full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. And so I'll read that verse to you again, Acts 7:58. "And cast him out of the city and stoned him," that's Stephen, "and the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul." The people laid their clothes down at the feet of this Saul while they were stoning Stephen. And we'll point out several things about this man, Saul, before he got saved. And then we'll give you a lot of things about Saul after he got saved. The word Saul is the Jewish name, and the word Paul is the Gentile or the Greek name of the same man called Saul, who later became Paul. We'll first look at the times that Saul is mentioned in the Word of God, and then we'll see where his name is changed to Paul. Saul dealt with the Jews at the first, and then he dealt with the Gentiles later on. The reason for this is because the church was started primarily of the Jews and then moved to the Gentiles because of the rejection of the Jews to the gospel. There were a few Gentiles in the start of the church, and there are a few Jews in the church today, of course, as well. Therefore, his name was Saul until he began to deal with the Gentiles, and his name then became Paul. So he was related with them with his Jewish name, the Jews. Then he changed his name to Paul so he could be related to the Gentiles and have the Greek name. Now the New Testament church knows Saul mainly as Paul. Amen. Matter of fact, in his 14 books of the New Testament that he wrote, every single one of them recognize him as Paul. The name Saul is not mentioned in any of the writings of Paul. When you start with the book of Romans and go on up through the book of Hebrews, you don't find Paul mentioned as Saul anymore. The Saul who became Paul is only mentioned in the book of Acts. Saul is mentioned 25 times in the book of Acts. It'd be a good study if you want to look them all up. The atmosphere of the unbelievers of the early church was and were in turmoil. They was all in trouble. The land had come to a place that Jesus said that would come to take to place, and he said that in John chapter 16, verses 1 through 4. He said, "These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended." Now notice this is Christ speaking. "They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God service. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father, nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you." Now, I believe as looking at this verse, no doubt Saul thought he was doing the perfect will of God by fighting the church and persecuting all the believers. Brother, he thought he was doing God's business. He really did. And we'll look at that a little deeper in just a minute. Now the church had just been established, and it just had been empowered on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter number 2. Remember what was being preached in the church now, the one that has just established and come out in Acts chapter 2. Now they're preaching the grace of God. They're not keeping the law anymore. Now, that was a disturbance in that land. This is entirely different from the law that had been in play for the last 3,000 or 4,000 years. The land and country was changing, and both sides, they noticed that, had Jews, and it caused a division, you see. The religious system that Saul and the Jews were accustomed to was being threatened. At least they thought it had been threatened. Therefore, the persecution had been put into play to stop the advancement of this change. And brother, you see that happening today too. The death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ had opened up a new and living way. It is now no longer law and law keeping, but grace being preached and the grace of God that is being broadcast. Now this had changed and stirred up the religious community and brought it to an uproar. Now this was new and foreign to the Jewish people. Jesus had opened up a new and living way. He did not come to destroy the law, but to fulfill the law, as is seen in Matthew chapter 5 in verse number 17. Jesus said, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill." Now Jesus did not destroy the law. Remember that. He came to fulfill the law. And when you get that fixed in your mind, you'd understand what the kind of problems they're having and what was going through their mind in that day. Now the Jews, including Saul himself, thought that the church, which was just getting in its foothold in the land, they thought it was preaching some kind of heresy that was contrary. And they wanted to stop that. Brother, they didn't want that to be taught in their lives, you see. They thought these people were false deceivers. They did not know that the church was being established and would be the way of the religious world from then on. The fact is that Jesus had come and brought grace. In John chapter number 1, verse 16 and 17, the Bible said, "And of His fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." Now the early church had its troubles in establishing the gospel news of salvation. The liberties we have concerning the salvation of believers today that we enjoy, they came with a tremendous cost and a tremendous price. The Jews were used to making sacrifice, and they were used to blood sprinkling. And now that's been rejected, you see. They rejected the supreme sacrifice of Jesus Christ, and they refused, I'm talking about the Jews, they refused to accept Him as their promised Messiah. They were willing and able to fight anything or anybody that would upset or change what they practiced for so many years. That's why Saul was so upset, and the country was behind him in the stoning of Stephen and the persecuting of all the believers. I want to point out something else here. The Jewish people as a whole were confused about the group of people that called themselves believers. For all their life, they had been taught about Abraham, Moses, and David, and the like, you see. They had been used to offering sacrifice for their sins through the high priest. Now, all of a sudden, this group of Jews that they had thought had broken off from them were following a new leader, and his name is Jesus Christ. They were worshiping Jesus and following His teachings and not sacrificing for sin anymore. The Jews had been looking for a Messiah for ages and ages to come, and they were looking for Him to establish a kingdom for them. They were not looking for a Savior. They were looking for a king and for a kingdom. The Jew is an earthly people, remember, with an earthly promise. When they rejected the Messiah and crucified Him, the kingdom did not get established, you see. And so, because they rejected the king. Now, you see that. Now, to shorten the story for now, God established a church to preach the grace of God and exalt Jesus Christ as a supreme sacrifice for all sin, including the sins of the Jews of all the Old Testament, the sins of all people, which the Jews did not want to accept. Now, we learn from our text in Acts chapter 7 and verse number 58 that Saul was a young man. We do not know his age, except that he was young. I don't know how young, but he was young. That means he was full of life and full of vigor. Amen. He had a lot of energy. He was very energetic every single day. We also assume by what he was doing against the church that he was a highly respected man. He held an important place in society because society was for him and not against him. No doubt Saul thought he had a promising future in stopping the church, as he thought, from degrading and destroying the law. He did not know that the opposite was just about to happen in his life in just a few days. We know from other scriptures that Saul was a highly educated man. He had sat at the feet of Gamaliel, who was one of the best known scholars of Paul's day. He had been taught the law and knew its scope. He knew it frontwards and backwards. So Saul was not an ignoramus. He was a highly educated man, and those around him knew it. Even his knowledge of the law kept him in high regard of the leaders of the day. We also know that Saul was a religious man. He was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. He knew the law forward, as I said a while ago, and backward. He knew how to dot the I's. He knew how to cross the T's of the Old Testament law. On top of all that, Saul was a lost man without God and on his way to hell. The problem is that he did not know that he was a lost man, and he did not know that he was on his way to hell. He thought he was okay spiritually. Many in our churches today are in the same category. They think they're okay and heaven bound, when in fact they're lost as they can be and do not even know it. I'll tell you right now, hell is heavily populated with such and alike at this very moment I speak. Listener, Let me ask you this. Have you been born again? Have you repented and called upon the name of the Lord? Have you trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Has the blood of Christ washed away your sin of unbelief? Have you trusted Christ by faith as your Savior? If not, bow your head and your heart right now and allow the Lord Jesus to redeem you this very moment. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." God bless you. Hope this has been a blessing. Amen and amen.